was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
All right, there you go. It's the White Stripes. Sounds racist, but it's not. What's the? We're doing the Doug Hopkins game here. What just happened? What was
somebody
the,
found Brady's spot?
Brady's lunch
spot. Oh, two-hand soul food corn dogs. Asian soul food.
Soul fresh corn dogs.
S-E-O-U-L, yeah. Right? The South Korean corn dogs. It's just a picture, Brady. It's not going to come to life the longer you stare at it.
It may as well say, Brady, you are here on the window.
Welcome, Blady. Why does it say that?
I was going to walk into the screen.
Yeah, I thought you...
Cha-ching, I'm home. Tring.
Here we got this going on. We got the Doug Hopkins money guarantee. No one is in yet today. 97936 is the thing.
A lot of people are high. Like they're at the ceiling of what you said, 50,000?
Yeah.
They're pushing that.
Right, I'm going to hit you hard here. I'm going to give you the answer. Giving you the answer.
Look at this.
Because we're running, we're at 8:42 here. This thing only goes for another 20 or 30 minutes. So 97936 is the text. Doug Hopkins waiting to give somebody $5,000. You qualify today if you guess the proper price on today's receipt. Now, today's receipt is in Thai baht. And it's because Toledo's flying off to Thailand again this year because he just couldn't get enough of that delicious place last time. Taking the same vacation he took last year.
Not same.
Pretty much. Everything over there looks exactly alike.
You're not wrong.
There's nothing different. Four people flying from Bangkok to Thailand.
Tokyo. Bangkok is in Thailand.
All right, I don't know where you're going.
It's all over there.
Bangkok.
From Thailand to Tokyo.
I don't know. I'm busy answering all your emails. Four people. They asked for dates. We said, the dates don't really matter. You get a roundabout figure, end of May, early June. I'm going to tell you the answer. Now, I gave you it was between 15,000 baht and 50,000 baht. You guess it right there, 97936, somewhere. That's a pretty wide range. Now, I'm going to give it to you because nobody's getting it. Four tickets. I told you the taxes, and I don't even know what their percentage is. 3,120 baht is the tax on the total price. He had 5,362 baht in add-ons. That's before the ticket price.
Baller over here. Nice. Yeah,
so we've been talking about this. This is easy to look up. I'm
spare
giving you
no expense, Brett.
I'm giving you the answer. If the number he paid was dollars, it would be $50,012.03 less than Caitlin Clark's first year's salary in the WNBA.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. $50,012.03 less than Caitlin Clark's rookie season salary in the WNBA. Everybody's going on and on about that. No, I'm not going to tell you that salary. You can look that up. You can do your work. You got time. So if it were baht, it doesn't really matter. It would be 50,012 baht and 3 baht cents. I don't know what they
use.
Less than her salary currently. As she signs on with the WNBA. What a gift she is. You got it? Now, Brady yesterday was at Viet Shack, and Brett and I were in here, and Brady popped off with,
Tong just text me.
So they're texting. They've exchanged numbers. Brady's exchanged numbers with a guy who just runs a little Vietnamese restaurant in Tempe.
And both of us looked at each other like, what the?
You're texting with Tong?
Oh, yeah.
And then we heard the truth, and he won't admit this, but the truth was,
I told him we were pretty heavy on talking about his item, and I needed that receipt.
Which is Brady's way of going,
how about you rub my back now?
So it's free Viet Shack for Brady for a long time. Right.
Why don't you hand me that number there, Thong? Thong, 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 thong.
And what did he say back to you?
He said, we got a few new customers yesterday. In fact, one, I got a call this morning. This was yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had a guy order exactly what you did and then cancel. to get the number.
He called in.
Oh, that's a dick move.
Yeah, that's a dick move. Yeah.
That was smart of them.
Yeah.
And then he said, did you announce a winner yesterday or today?
Yeah, we announced it. Congratulations. Thank you, Tong, for participating yesterday. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that one.
And I don't know how you get the phone number of that guy.
Friendly. Instagram.
Is it?
Yeah.
You guys are Instagram pals?
No.
Okay, so you go in, you order a couple of spring rolls.
Let me talk to the guy in charge of this little operation.
He comes over. Can I help you?
You can help me by being my new best friend. What's your phone number?
How does it accelerate to that?
I just roll in there like you were saying. Let me see your tong.
You wanted to talk to the manager.
He's there.
Okay, so you're talking to him. I've talked to countless amounts of people in restaurants.
He's the guy in the register.
I've got no one's phone number. So the guy in the register. So it's just and then you end. How do you get his number? How do you do that?
Because I told him, I go, there's a good chance we'll use this receipt on our game last week.
So just got it the other day?
Yeah.
The phone number? Oh.
Yeah, because I was going to use the receipt, and I go, would you like to hear what we're the... And I'll say, I'll let you know what day we're doing it.
Ah. So he knows the morning cup is in effect.
I work a little radio program here in town, fairly successful. Probably let you know what I do since I know what you do.
And then on a napkin, I wrote down a figure of what he owes me. Here's and slid it to you. Here's what it's going to be.
If this were ad dollars, what you're getting here, Tom. So I can make that. I'll cut that in half and free Viet Shack rolls.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Sizzle's in her office now just spinning because he's giving away all this free advertising.
Yeah. Not only that, he's got a better relationship with the owner than most of our salespeople have with their clients.
Not a good relationship, Brady. Eat out of house and home. Have to sell car to make even on advertising I did not ask for.
People just coming in ordering. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're coming in now.
Stop. Don't put the comma in.
Yeah, you don't need a comma. Oh, you don't need a comma either? Okay, don't comma.
Yes. Is that the right number? Okay.
Two of them.
Yeah, right, a couple of good ones, but they
keep
didn't
the comma
count.
Out.
Yeah, don't comma. I didn't know that our thing did that. So, yeah, just the straight five numbers, decimal, and then bot cents.
Yep.
So, yeah. So if it's the 50,012 and 3 that I told you, no comma, 50012.03. Exactly that amount less than Caitlin Clark's salary for her first year.
Those are WNBA fans that nailed it because they...
Yeah, I think they knew that. Yeah. Well, no, she's pulling down 76K. I don't know what it is, but good luck to all of you.
Now we got 100 people in.
Ah, we just gave you the answer. In bot. It's an international learning exercise today. We got Tong from Vietnam. We got your bot people. Yeah, I've been... to a lot of restaurants. Never once have I befriended the guy ringing me up to the point where we're texting each other later.
Oh, to that
That's
point.
Impressive.
Okay. I was going to say, you know people that work in restaurants, though. Peter, well, I guess he wasn't cooking the food. Didn't own it.
I haven't spoken to him for ages.
Oh.
Aftermath, that dude, you know him?
Charles and I, high school was a different thing. We knew, and that was because of Ian Schwartz. That wasn't just for being at Aftermath. I'd been to Aftermath 1,000 times, and then Charles and Ian, he introduced me through Ian, so I didn't meet him at the restaurant. I'm trying to think if I know any, like, restaurant people that I text with. Do you?
Other than my wife.
Yeah. Do you know her phone number?
John. Couldn't tell you offhand, but
right.
It's on my phone.
I have Medea's number, too. I have Medea's number. I don't have any. Brady, you're amazing. You just met Tong.
How many restaurant owners do you have in your phone? I guess is even a better.
Oh, don't start that.
But not only that, and I know this for certain, Brady's been to funerals of restaurant owners.
Wow.
Sure have.
That's right. He's gotten to be so...
Pour out a little liquor for your homies.
He's gotten to be so close to the restaurant people that when they pass, Brady's at their ceremony.
Paul Bearer.
Oh, that's right. You carried one of them.
Oh, man.
Met strictly because of your love of pizza. Never was it like, hey, this is my friend.
Who's the guy behind the counter? I want to take a look at your operation. Give me your phone number.
Oh, and you're on the wall, or were.
Yeah.
Oh, Texas Grill, he's on the wall.
That's right.
He is?
Business card.
He knew
there.
The owner of that guy. And that dude used to fax him. Whole family would show up here at the station. What's going on? Oh, Tex has faxed us a deal. We're going there for lunch. I'm like, what?
Family. Rally. We're heading across town. There's a chicken fried steak with our name on it.
John, I know you don't care, but just for the record, Tong is very friendly, has no accent. We always talk about sports.
Hold the accent!
He's very talkative, so it does not surprise me that Brady has his phone number.
From a very northern secret area of Michigan. The Vietnamese area with a Japanese accent for no reason.
But it's like Dr. Lin. He don't have an accent either.
Come on. It's just more fun when a guy named Tong has an accent.
Have some fun.
Yeah. Let me paint the pictures around here. Give me my paintbrush back. Sure, Tong's from Michigan and he runs a Vietnamese restaurant. That's not very authentic. I want a guy who pops out of the ground and throws rice at me. And then, that's Vietnam.
There is a tunnel system under the restaurant.
Yeah. I want tunnel rats to live in my food. And you just hear, oh, Jesus Christ, and they pop up. And then a little hut burns in the corner and people's helicopters going by. That's what I want. I don't even know what Vietnamese food is, but I know what Vietnam is, and it wasn't good.
Robert Duvall there in the background, too?
Tell you this. Yeah. Charlie Don't Surf. That was what I would call my Vietnamese restaurant.
I would go to that.
Charlie Don't Surf is my restaurant. I don't want. Hi, that's I'm Tom. My parents got me out of Vietnam. You know, I don't care about this. This isn't real. Like Mexican sushi chefs.
That's why I stopped by the first time, because the name Viet Shack. I thought, oh, okay, this is kind of...
That drew you in?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Charlie Don't Surf gets me in. Viet Shack sounds like a shack in Vietnam. It's everything you'd... Yeah, all right. Tongue sounds great. And I also like that you keep your eyes, your head on a swivel. You weren't necessarily even that hungry. You're just like,
what do we got around here? There's one. I'm heading towards it.
You take chances not many men would take, and we find that to be quite brave. And then you make friends with the guy who runs the place. You're not a normal man. And for that, we salute you. All right, people are getting in on it now. Just a few more minutes, and you can maybe qualify. We'll have our third qualifier of six for the glorious Doug Hopkins money giveaway. That's as simple as it gets. We got Rock Wars coming up in a little while, too. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98.